Welcome back to RPE. RPE 620, we are talking about macronutrients today. And I think it's very important for people to understand where their calories are coming from. And I think there's a lot of information in this episode that is going to give you a lot of value. So if it does give you a lot of value, I'd love if you left a review or just like this episode from wherever you're listening to it. And yeah, sit back and enjoy. Hey, so today we're going to talk about macros, and the main reason I want to talk about macros is I think not a lot of people know what macros are. So first of all, I want to break down like what macros are. I want to break down why you need to track your macros, and then we'll move into how not to track and then how to track. Okay, so let's start off just talking about what are macronutrients. Like when I say macronutrients, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is the main fuel that your body can use comes from three places: proteins, fats, and carbs. Okay. I am going to talk about alcohol as well. So alcohol, your body can use as fuel as well. It's broken down in a different way. So those are the four main macronutrients right there, okay? Proteins, fats, carbs, alcohol. Why macronutrients? Or let's actually break down like what they are a little bit more. So your body can use macronutrients as fuel, okay? Fuel to give you energy and to rebuild structures in your body, okay? The cool thing here is your body can take fats and protein and do a process called gluconeogenesis and make carbohydrates, aka glucose, and then your body can use that as fuel for the different processes that your body wants to use carbohydrates slash glucose for. So when we're talking about macros, breaking down what they are is also important. So for fat, you know, fatty acids, that's the broken down form of fat. There's carbohydrates, glucose, or glycogen. Those are the broken down forms of carbohydrates. And then there's protein, and the broken down form there is branched chain amino acids for the skeletal muscle. And so amino acids is a broken down form of protein, okay? So that's kind of the overarching what are macronutrients, okay? Now, let's talk about why macronutrients, okay? Why macronutrients? Macronutrients are the only things your body can use for fuel and energy. So the cool thing that we want to focus on here is if we can track our proteins, fats, and carbs, we know where our energy and our stored energy is coming from. Stored energy meaning like fat on the body, excess amino acids for your body to use. We know where that energy is going to be coming from if we're tracking our macronutrients. So macronutrients, as opposed to micronutrients. Micronutrients are smaller things. Those are like your vitamins and minerals. So I don't want you to be confused when I keep saying macro. I probably should have said that earlier. Micronutrients, vitamins and minerals. Macronutrients, things that your body can use as energy. And that's going to be, again, proteins, fats, carbs, and additionally, alcohol. Okay, so now let's talk about why. Why do you want to track macros? What's the importance of that? So macronutrients is tracking those. That is a much better way to track your calories than just tracking overall calories. Because if you have a bag of chips that is 100 calories and you're like, awesome, it's only 100 calories because that's a low caloric amount. But all of that is coming from carbs and fats, okay? But you don't understand this yet. Let's just say you're not aware of what macronutrients are, and that's totally fine. If you don't know what macros are and you're watching this, I just want you to drop a comment saying, "Hey, this is all new information for me." Drop a fire emoji, something like that. So macronutrients are things that your body can use as fuel, and so when you are looking at overall caloric intake, you really need to know where your calories are coming from: proteins, fats, in carbs. Now, why do I have to know how many grams of protein, how many grams of carbs, and how many grams of fat I'm eating? What's the big deal there? Well, your body is going to respond in a completely different way when it's high on fat, as opposed to when it's high on carbohydrates, as opposed to when it's high on protein. So it's important to know what your body will thrive at. What is optimal for your body? What reaches that level of homeostasis that your body needs? And so for some people, an easy way to do this is to check your body type. Are you an endomorph, a mesomorph, or an ectomorph? Tall and really thin genetics. Normal, I always just say normal, like let's just say anywhere 5'10", 6 foot for a guy, and you're not predisposed to like putting on a lot of muscle mass, but you're not super skinny. That's like that mesomorph idea. And then endomorph is short and stout. So those are kind of like the three body types that actually have a predisposition, depending on your genotypes, to optimally working better when you have a lot of carbs as opposed to a lot of protein. So for some clients of mine that I've trained, when I put them on high protein diets, they gain a lot of muscle mass fast. For other clients, when I put them on high protein diets, they lose a lot of fat fast. And it's because you need to understand it's not just calories that fuel your body. It's where the calories are coming from. Proteins, fats, carbs. So those are the three ones that I really want to talk about. So breaking them down just a little bit further, fats. How many calories is in a gram of fat? 9 calories in 1 gram of fat. Okay, now let's move on. Carbohydrates, 4 calories per gram of carbs. And for protein, it's 4 calories per gram of protein. For alcohol, this is the weird one, 1 gram is 7 calories. If you're tracking alcohol, I always tell people put it in your carb category because the process of how your body breaks down alcohol is pretty similar. So that's what I want you guys to focus on, okay? I want you to focus on tracking your calories from proteins, 4 calories, carbs, 4 calories, fats, 9 calories, and if you drink alcohol, 7 calories per gram. So that is what you need to focus on when you're trying to track. Now, there's a lot of apps that can really help with this, and so we'll get to that in just a second. But when you can find out your body needs a lot of energy, so when you can find out how much from where, you are going to be thriving. Something I'll say with a lot of you guys who are watching this right now, like a lot of my clients, we start their calories off a lot higher than they're actually comfortable with. The reason I do that is to shock your body and your system to make sure your body sees there's an adequate amount of energy coming in, and we don't have to overdo this by storing energy as fat because we don't know when we're going to get nourished again. And so that's why we start with such a high calorie diet that first month. And a lot of you guys still see weight loss in that first month. You should. That's the reason I'm doing that. But when you can have a balanced diet where I'm taking into consideration your base metabolic rate, your activity, your physical activity at work, your work environment, all of that kind of thing, how many days you're exercising, how much energy are you putting out per exercise, and your body type. I take into account all of that, and then I come up with, this is the maintenance amount of calories. Maintenance amount of calories. That's what your body, if we just gave it all the calories that it needs right now, it would be right here. It's a high number when you're trying to lose weight because you have more mass. So we want to cut that down 500 calories, and then that's where we start. It still feels like a lot of food. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of calories, but it's because your body needs to adapt to that. So when we put you on a high calorie diet could be anywhere from 2,200 to 2,800 calories, where you're used to eating just in general 2,000 calories, but you're not tracking where those calories are coming from. So let's say 70% of that is fat. Then your body is going to be used to high fat, but not a lot of energy from other sources. So when we can change that, we can show your body, hey, we have an adequate amount of proteins for amino acid purposes. We have a lot of carbs for energy. We have a lot of fat for energy. Then your body is not going to go into a starvation mode or a shocked mode where it just holds all those calories as energy. So that stored fat, that's additional ways that you don't want to store your energy. So we get that maintenance calorie, we break it down from there. Okay, so that's just an overarching idea of what my macronutrients are. The importance is so high. It is so high. When you can get used to counting your calories via macros, it makes so much more sense in your head after you've gotten over that learning curve of understanding what you're trying to track, where these calories are coming from. That's huge. That's it. Like, that's by far the first step you need to take. Now, let's talk about how to track these. How to track macronutrients. Two apps that I use for all you guys. You know what it is. MyFitnessPal, Evolution Nutrition. Great tracking apps. MyFitnessPal, in my opinion, is a very user-friendly app. And I know a lot of you guys like that app. And it syncs up to the other training apps that we use. So I'm all about that one. So MyFitnessPal, you can scan the barcode. Okay? Scan the barcode. And then it puts it in for you. But it also tracks your micronutrients. So that could be things like sodium, magnesium, calcium, those types of things. Also your vitamins A, B, C, D. And so now you have an app that's tracking not just your macros, but your micros, which is very important as well. But for your macros, that's the main thing you need to alter to try to lose weight, to gain weight. So that's why I work with you guys so closely to make sure we're tracking those macros and knowing where those energy sources are coming from. So how to track, you input that and you track how many calories over the day. So let's say our goal is 2200 calories, but we're going to break it up into percentages where these calories are coming from: proteins, fats, carbs. If you are working with me in your first month, typically I go pretty high on the protein. The reason is when your body has a high level of protein, when there's an excess amount of protein, your body will, that's the one energy source your body is least likely to store as additional fat and just get rid of. Why is that important? Because if your body says, hey, I don't need any more carbs, so I don't need to break down this protein into via gluconeogenesis and make more glucose, aka energy, then your body just gets rid of it. Now, that's harder for your body to do when the excess amount of energy is coming from carbohydrates and coming from fats. So that's why we switch typically 35 to 40% of that 2200 calorie diet is going to be protein. And then depending on your body type, ectomorph or endomorph, I will adjust how much of the percentage is coming from carbohydrates and how much is coming from fats. So I do that very intentionally because we need to see how your body responds. So that, again, that's why we do 4-week meal plans, because I need to see how your body responds. Obviously, we change those by week if there's a food that you hate, or every 2 weeks if you're like, this is too much food and I'm really not adjusting well. Then yeah, we change those things very quick. But for the bulk of that meal plan, let's say 80% at least, we try to stay on that for 4 weeks to see how your body responds. Is this an adequate amount of energy coming from the right places? It's not just calories. It's not just you're on a 2,500 calorie diet. It's where are these calories coming from? What's the percentage of proteins, fats, and carbs where your body is going to optimally work? Now, obviously, you want the percentage of fat to be low. There's a lot of health reasons for that. To have a, just in general, lower amount of fat in the diet compared to the other two sources percentage-wise, okay? Carbs is going to be a lot higher, and with the problem with the American diet is protein is super low. So that's why I push that on you guys so much, always, always, always based on research and safety there as well. So that's how you track. So you get on those two apps, you track when you're looking at a nutrition label, you track. When you go to the restaurant, you can honestly look up that restaurant in MyFitnessPal, and typically they're going to have the menu. It's crazy. So that's what I want you guys to do, okay? Track, track, track. Once you get used to tracking, you can kind of use your eyeballometer, and then you can rock from there. Now, how to not track. This is huge. This is probably one of the biggest things. So this is something I want you guys to listen to really well. How to not track. How to not track is by tracking your calories and only focus on calories. As you can tell from this whole talk today, that I want you guys to track macronutrients, proteins, fats, carbs. Know where your calories are coming from. It's not just simply energy. It's energy from a source, protein, fats, or carbs. And we could even get more specific into that, like what types of fats, what types of carbs, what types of protein. But I just want to be very general with you guys right now. Proteins, fats, and carbs. So don't just track calories. That's so fleeting. And it's so like, it's just a broken down model to only focus on tracking calories, because you will rock with 2,200 calories and thinking like, hey, I'm actually doing good. And then you go down to 2,000 and say, yeah, my calories are getting low. And then you go down to 1,800 and 1,600 and then 1,400. And I know some people who try to eat 1,000 calories to 1,200 calories a day thinking that's healthy. It's not healthy. It's not. If your only parameter of health is weight, then yeah, you might be like, hey, it's physically impossible for my body to lose any more weight. So that's obviously why I'm losing weight, because I'm only eating 1,000 calories. It's not healthy for other systems in your body. It's not healthy for your digestive tract. It's not healthy for your body to put that stress on there because there's not an adequate amount of energy. And I'm really firm in that. That's like something that I just hate to see when people only track calories and then they just focus on that number and trying to get it lower, lower, lower. Know where your calories are coming from. You should not be eating under 100 grams of protein a day. That's a lot. That's at least 400 calories from protein. That's a lot of protein. But the American diet is set up to only have 50 grams of protein. That's so low. And as I just said earlier, like if you don't use that protein, your body gets rid of it. So track. So that's the first way to not track, is just based on calories. Second way to not track is focusing on things as good foods and bad foods, because we just talked about knowing where the energy is coming from. If you have a cookie, let's just use the cookie as the bad food example, and you're like, man, that has 12 grams of carbs and 8 grams of fat and half a gram of protein. That's a bad food. I don't want you to get in that mindset of bad foods versus good foods. Now, I want you to find foods that make you feel good and that are healthy for you, like antioxidants. And there are specific agents and micronutrients that make a food healthier or have more additional health effects. But when you come into looking at food as good food and bad food, you really run into the problem of limiting yourself. And now it's you versus food, instead of you enjoying food and having a balanced diet and a sustainable diet that you enjoy, because you're not always looking at, oh, I can't eat that because it's high in XYZ. That's why I hate fad diets. They're not sustainable. And I mean sustainable, meaning you learn something from that and you can take it with you. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can learn like, oh, I have an intolerance to this, or high sugar diets are really bad for me. Yes. But most of the time people could have told you that prior to you trying a fad diet and trying out something that's not going to be sustainable. So guys, that's not how you want to look at food. Good versus bad. No. Look at it as, where are my calories coming from? You have all these foods. Where are they coming from? I had one client, all he ate was fast food. And he lost weight and he gained strength and he looked better and he felt healthier. Because we didn't just focus on the calories, we focused on the macronutrients. We focused on where they were coming from. Now, is that diet less healthy than if you're cooking from home? Absolutely, because of the micronutrient talk that I can have on a different chat sometime. So the second way is to not track is don't focus on foods as good versus bad. That's terrible. This is a terrible mindset. Don't do it. Limit your macronutrient percentages and rock from that, okay? And then the last way I would say to not track is just simply focusing on your percentages. And so this is kind of like that's a caveat. That doesn't make sense. But the problem that so many people get into is they get hyper focused on their percentages of macronutrients, 40% protein, 40% carbs, 20% fat, and they try to hit that goal to the T every single time. That's not, again, sustainable, because I want you to realize like, oh man, I need to go eat like one more ounce of chicken tonight. Then don't eat it. If you're that close, if you're at 38%, you're fine. So I want you to use those percentages as that is the target goal right there. So I would typically say with your meal plans, if you can see them from day to day, you can see the caloric intake at the top. And I think I put percentages of macros for you guys to see. And now you can see I have 20% from fat this day, but the next day I have 24%. And so I would say I have a good range there, but again, I'm trying to show you something sustainable. And that's why we talk about, hey, what day made you feel the best? And you can rock from there because you can understand like, yeah, I really liked that. So that lower fat, that higher carb, whatever. And then we can get a sustainable meal plan for you. So the last way to not track is get over or hyper focused on those percentages, trying to hit them on the tee, but really strive for those as a goal. You shouldn't be over under, I would say anywhere from 3 to 5% typically. And so, and then that always comes off of the calorie amount. So I know this is a longer one for you guys, and I'm so thankful that you guys jumped on and engaged with this because I want you guys to understand macronutrients. That is what fuels your body, not just calories. Okay. So, and the reason calories fuels your body is because they come from macros. So technically it is calories, but you need to understand where your calories are coming from. Okay. So thank you guys for jumping on, and you guys keep killing it and start tracking those macros. I hope you enjoyed the episode. And again, if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. And don't forget, track your macros.